Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen Amma ba'd Fa'audhu billahi minash shaytani wajim Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah My dear Islamic brethren and the viewers of Madani channel Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala blessed us with this opportunity that we have the opportunity to praise Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Today Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are starting a beautifully new silsila and mashallah Azza wa Jal, this silsila's name is Pathway to Success. First and foremost, let us make some good intentions. As Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, the founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Alama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Razavi, Damat Barakatum Aliyah, always he's making our mind to make intention for good deeds. So Alhamdulillah, in every silsila you see, our Islamic brothers are starting with a beautiful hadith mubarakah, in which the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that Niyatul Mu'mini Khayru Min Amalihi. Intention of a believer is greater than his action. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I make good intentions inshallah so that whatever I am doing here is for the sole pleasure of Allah Ta'ala and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. You also make good intentions inshallah Azza wa Jal. Whatever we learn inshallah Azza wa Jal, we try to be practical upon it first and then we try to pass this message on to our fellow Muslim brothers. Likewise, you can make many other good intentions. If there's some good points that you wish to write down, you write down, because diarizing is memorizing. So there's so many beautiful intentions one can make inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala. Pyare Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that if a person wishes on the day of Qiyamah that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala be happy with him, be pleased with him, the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, recite durud e pak upon me in large numbers in this dunya, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, merciful Allah azza wa jalla will be happy with us on the day of Qiyamah inshallah azza wa jalla. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad salatan wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habib Allah. Alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, as it is our routine that whenever we start any permissible gathering, we start off with the tilawat of Quran and thereafter inshallah azza wa jalla the naat, the praise of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in the form of Naat Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. So we'll request our Hafizab to please render some verses from the Holy Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytani rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم ومن أحسن قولا ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم صدق الله العظيم
ما شاء الله عز وجل Now inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala my dear standing brethren and viewers of Madani channel We will hear the praise of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam in the form of Naat inshallah Savajal and we request our Hafizam to please recite some praises of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad salatam wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah
sallallahu alayka ya رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله مجدباد عاصيو شافع شهي ابرار ہے تہنیت مجرم و ذات خدا غفار ہے چاند شک ہو سجدے کرے بارک اللہ مر جائے عالم یہی سرکار ہے بارک اللہ مر جائے عالم یہی سرکار ہے جن کو سوئے آسماں پھیلا کے جل تھل بر دیے، صدقہ ان ہاتھوں کا پیارے ہم کو بھی درکار ہے، صدقہ ان ہاتھوں کا پیارے ہم کو بھی درکار ہے، تہنیت ہے مجرموں ذات خدا غفار ہے، تیرے ہی دامن پہ ہر آسی کی پرتی ہے نظر، تیرے ہی دامن پہ ہر آسی کی پرتی ہے نظر، ایک جانے بے خطا پر دو جہاں کا بار ہے، ایک جانے بے خطا پر دو جہاں کا بار ہے، تہنیت ہے مجرموں ذات خدا غفار ہے، گونج گونج اٹھے ہیں نغمات رضا سے پوستا، گونج گونج اٹھے رضا سے پوستا، کیوں نہ ہو کس پھول کی مدحت میں وامن قار ہے، کیوں نہ ہو کس پھول کی مدحت میں وامن قار ہے، مجدباد آسیوں شافع شہ ابرار ہے، تہنیت ہے مجرموں ذات خدا غفار ہے،
ماشاء اللہ، صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد، صلاتم وسلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ. My dear Islamic brethren and the viewers of Madani channel, coming back to this new silsila which we are calling it the pathway to success, every person in his life is looking for a pathway to success, and everybody has a different mental mindset about what is the pathway to success. For example, if a person he is a businessman and he knows that he has to reach certain goals, then he feels that this is, if I reach that certain goals, then this is my pathway to the success. If a student is studying at a university or a college or some varsity, and he believes that if I get certain grades, that is my pathway to success. A person believes that if he can accomplish certain thing in his life, this is his pathway to success. But subhanallah azza wa jal, my dear Islamic brethren and the views of Madani channel, so much beautiful is the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and the lifestyle of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave us a complete constitution of life. And that constitution we find in the Quran and in the Hadith Mubarak. Meaning in the Quran, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala orders us. Whatever Allah Ta'ala orders us, is that is our command. And subhanallah azza wa jal, in the lifestyle of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, we find every aspect of our life totally covered. whether it deals with walking or talking or drinking or eating or sleeping or dealing with our wife, our children, our family lives, our business, our zakat, our hajj, in every aspect of our life, subhanallah azza wa jal, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's beloved Habib alayhi salatu wassalam has given us a complete code of life. And mashallah azza wa jal, this beautiful episode, we are hoping inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala that viewers of Madani channel will get an insight into the Quran, the Hadith, the lifestyle of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, Sahaba ikram, alim ridwan, taba'in, taba taba'in, buzugana deen, awliya ikram, our imams. Inshallah tabarak, we look into their lifestyle and try to find what grasped them in that part to success. What brought them to their success. And inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, we are hopeful that we are going to learn something from their lifestyle, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala. And in this silsila, we have many aspects to discuss about the pathway to success. Pathway to success is a very vast topic. But inshallah, some of the topics that we'll be tackling in this pathway to success, for example, today's topic, the good manners, manners of our beloved Rasul alayhi sallam, the good ikhlaq, Sahaba ikram alim ridwan, and our pious ancestors, what they did, how did they get success in their life. Subhanallah azza wa jal, we'll be discussing the excellences of politeness. We'll be discussing the excellences of meeting people with mahabba, with love. We'll be discussing the excellence of smiling. Subhanallah azza wa jal. We'll be discussing the excellence of being lenient, the excellence of being tolerant, the excellence of compassion, the excellence of kind-heartedness, the excellence of controlling one's anger. So many beautiful topics, inshallah tabarak, are lined up for you or the viewers of Madani channel. So inshallah tabarak, keep tuned to this program and be close to Madani channel inshallah azawajal, and keep your eyes gazed towards this silsila inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala. Inshallah it's going to help us for this dunya, for the qabr and the year after inshallah. So today, first and foremost, my dear members and viewers of Madani channel, good manners. You know, everybody wishes that they have good manners. And you know, we're always hoping that our child has good manners. We're hoping that our daughter has good manners. We're hoping that our brother has good manners. We're hoping that our son has good manners. We are hoping about each and every person to have good manners. So where does good manners come from? MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. Today, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, we are going to get some insight. We can't go deep, but we're going to get some insight about the lifestyle of the beloved Rasulullah, what he told us about good manners, how he portrayed what is good manners. Inshallah, first we go into Quran. What does Quran say about good manners? Into Hadith Mubarak, what does Hadith Mubarak says about good manners? So inshallah, first and foremost, we'll hear something from Quran and Majid. Our Islamic brothers are mashallah from UK, and they are with us. Inshallah, they will also help us and give us some input as to what does Quran say about good manners.
The Holy Quran is the final revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's a complete code of conduct for us. And the title of our silsila is The Pathway to Success. And just to introduce it a little bit, I just wanted to mention that what greater success could an individual attain than being loved by Allah azza wa jal? Can you imagine that? You'll claim that we love Allah azza wa jal. We claim that we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to love us. How amazing would that be? And the Quran tells us a formula to be loved by Allah Azza wa Jal, which in essence is true success, to be loved by Allah Azza wa Jal. The Quran tells us, instructing the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحِبِّبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say, O beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say to the people, if you love Allah, then follow me. I follow the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if we follow the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what will be the result of this? What will be the reward? Yuhibbukumullah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. What greater success could we gain? We're talking about the pathway to success. Then for the creator of the heavens and the earth, the creator of the universes, the one who provides for us each day, loving us, subhanallah. And this pathway to success is reached by following the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in terms of good character and good manners, the blessed life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best of examples for us. This has been taught to us by the blessed words of the Holy Quran itself. Allah Azza wa Jal tells us in Surah Al-Ahzab, verse number 21, Allah Azza wa Jal says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Indeed, in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is the best of examples for you, the most beautiful of examples. So when talking about good character, when talking about good manners, the best of manners and the best of characters, which has been expressed by any individual, who has ever walked the face of this earth is the blessed character, the beautiful manners of our noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the blessed character of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in particular, the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, he exalts the character of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he praises it. In Surah Al-Qalam, verse number 4, Allah azza wa jalla says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ
Subhanallah.
O beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam, indeed, you are upon an exalted character, a praiseworthy character, an excellent character. And when talking about good character, good manners, as you mentioned, the few of the topics that we'll be discussing,
yes,
each of these were found at their peak in the life of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when discussing the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one thing that's very, very important to know is that it's impossible for us, mere mortals, human beings, to actually completely do justice to the exalted character of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in the tafsir of this verse, which I've just recited to you from Surah Al-Qalam, Mufti Ahmed Al-Khan Na'imi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says a very beautiful thing. He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the khuluq, the character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as azim.
Subhanallah.
And in another place in the Quran, in Surah Al-Nisa, Allah azza wa jal describes this entire globe, the whole world, and everything that's in it as qaleel. Allah azza wa jal says, قُلْ مَتَاعُ الدُّنْيَا قَلِيلٌ. Say that the goods of the entire earth are qaleel, are very small. And about these the goods of this earth, the blessings of this earth, the bounties of this earth, in another place in Surah Al-Nahl, Allah Azza wa Jal tells us, if you were to begin to count the favors of Allah Azza wa Jal, you would not be able to do so. You could begin counting the blessings and the bounties of Allah that He has given to us in this earth, the air that we breathe, the water that we drink, the food that we eat, the animals that are around us, the greenery that surrounds us, the sun, the moon, the stars, all of these blessings. If you begin to count the blessings and the bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, you wouldn't be able to count us. And all of this, all of these blessings and all of these bounties which we can't count, which we can't encompass, these are qaleel. These are very few, they are small. And in contrast to this, the character of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is azeem. Greater than everything in this world and every bounty that we have ever been blessed with. So Mufti Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, he says that it's impossible for anybody to fully do justice in explaining the azeem, the great and exalted character of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman, he says in Hadaiki Bakshish, expressing this verse of the Holy Quran, and we find in the poetry of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu, that in every verse of poetry there is an ishara, an indication to a verse of the Quran, to a hadith mubarak, to an account, a story from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in one beautiful verse of poetry he says, which means that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has referred to your character as being exalted, as being great. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made your form beautiful. He has made your body beautiful. And it's impossible for anybody else to come who is like you in the past or in the future. And Allah radiallahu anhu then swears, takes a qasam on this, by the creator of this beauty. He says, I swear by the creator of this beauty that nobody else can come like you.
Allahu Akbar. So my dear Islam brother and viewers of Madani channel, MashaAllah, Azul Muballigh Dawat Islami has given us some input on some Quran ayats discussing the excellences of the excellent manners and character of our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Inshallah, we're going to get more in depth, inshallah. Now we go to our Madani Islam brother, inshallah, Savajal, will give us some in depth about Hadith Mubarakah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam concerning his excellent, his good manners, his excellent manners, MashaAllah, Savajal.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. One of the aim of our beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam coming in the world is to rectify the character and good manners and eradicating the bad habits and bad manners. Like in this hadith pak, Aqaidu Alam sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam told us about the good manners, that we should treat gracefully the one who breaks off with us. And it means that the good manners is not that if somebody is treating you in a good manner and good way, and then you treat that person in a good way. It means that if somebody is, you know, not behaving with you in a good way, but you must behave with that person with a good manner. This is what the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that you must give the one who deprives you. And normally in our life, what we do, that if somebody deprives us, we, you know, in the result, we deprive him.
So my dear Islam brother and viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we had some angles of Quran and Majid and some angles of MashaAllah Hadith Mubarakah about this beautiful topic, good manners. Look at the, today we look at the world north, south, east or west. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Muslims are all over the world, even the smallest towns or the smallest cities you look in the world, MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, it seems that Muslims, the number of Muslims are growing every day. People are embracing this beautiful deen of Islam. People are coming to the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the finality of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, our Piyare Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came with a complete code of life. When you mean complete code of life, that means there's no stone left unturned in this beautiful deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Our beloved Rasul alayhi salam completed every aspect, if we put in simple English terminology, from A to Z. Our beloved Rasul alayhi sallam had, mashallah, gave us a complete code of life. Good character. So our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, in some narration they say that he was known as Al-Amin, the trustworthy. And sometimes, you know, Sahaba Ikram, Alim Ridwan, the people, they used to call him Al-Amin, the trustworthy one. And subhanallah azza wa jal, but when the beloved Rasul alayhi sallam gave the announcement of prophethood, then things changed around. Can you just express views of Madani channel, some aspects about when beloved Rasul Sallam first, everybody, he first he sold his manners, his character.
Even if you look before this, you talked about the arrival of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam into this world. And how, you know, Alhamdulillah, in the month of Rabiul Awwal and throughout the year, we celebrate the Milad, the birth of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But it's important for us to reflect upon the purpose as to why the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sent into this world. There are many different reasons, which are mentioned in different narrations, and the ulama expound on this. But one thing which is relevant to our silsila, our topic today, the Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith, explaining one of the reasons, one of the purposes for him being sent onto this earth. The Prophet ﷺ was reported to have said, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. The translation of which is along the lines of, that I was sent in order to complete good character, in order to complete the teachings of beautiful character. And if you look at the time, like you mentioned, at the time when the Prophet ﷺ enlightened the house of Bibi Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, this was a time of ignorance, it was a time of jahiliyyah, and the character of the people was at an all-time low. As we know from the books of history, the character was so low that people would bury their own daughters alive.
Astaghfirullah.
The way they would treat people of a different color would be as if they were not even human, ma'azallah. The way they would treat women would be too, again, as if they were not even human, as if they were slaves. And the character, the manners of the people of that time, like I said, was at an all-time low. And it was a time of bad character, a time of victimizing people, oppressing people. And this was a society which our beloved Prophet ﷺ transformed into a society of beautiful character. And this is an incredible miracle in itself. Just the transformation of those people, the desert Arabs, people who had no character, who had no etiquettes, who were not refined, into people who, like you said, traveled across the world and spread the message of Islam. How? Through the beauty of their character. People would see them, people would see how they treated people, people would see how they forgave people, people would see the method in which they would conduct warfare. When they would go into battle, they would ensure that no women, children, elderly people, non-combatants, those who hadn't come to fight, were attacked. To the extent that they wouldn't even chop down any trees or any herbage. Any type of greens would not be affected either. Any type of greenery would be left as it is. And when people saw this character, this beautiful character, which was taught by the beloved Prophet ﷺ, then they came into Islam in their droves, in great, great numbers. And this is how Islam spread. And this was a huge miracle. And this was one of the maqasid, one of the purposes, as to why the Prophet ﷺ, as the last and final messenger, was sent into this world.
When prisoners came in the barga, in the court of the beloved Rasul ﷺ, I'm sure there must be, you know, we heard from many narrations, prisoners came in the court of the beloved Rasul ﷺ. They were in a khawf, in a gabrat, because they were going to feel that, they had a feeling that, you know, maybe we're going to be slaughtered, or we're going to be cut into pieces, or we're going to be tortured. And when they came in the beloved Rasulullah's bargah, subhanAllah, they were kafir at that time. And when they came in the court of the beloved Rasulullah's bargah, and after little time spending in the court of the beloved Rasulullah, subhanAllah, when some of them were released, before being released, mashaAllah, they recited the kalima. And they recited that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. And Prophet Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is the messenger of Allah. Only looking at the beautiful manners of the beloved Rasulullah, because they could not believe that such a person exists on the earth. Incredible. That yet we are prisoners. Look, if we got prisoners, we know how prisoners are supposed to be treated. When prisoners are taken into a, you know, into a place, prisoners, basically prisoners means to be imprisoned. Prisoners means to be imprisoned. So when prisoners came in, if going to any jail or any place of lockup, then there's always a fear that, you know, they'll be tortured by the wardens or the, you know, the jail. Somebody's going to kill them or somebody's going to hit them or something's going to happen to them. They're going to be robbed in the jail. But look at this time when the prisoners came in the bargah of the beloved Rasulullah, Allahu Akbar. There was something changed in their heart.
A very beautiful incident from the biography of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's narrated that in the second year of Hijri, the second year after the migration of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Makkah al-Mukarramah to al-Madinah al-Munawwarah, there was a group of Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in who was sent towards a tribe who were known as Banu Hanifa. They were sent towards this tribe, and this tribe Banu Hanifa lived in the area of Najd in Arabia. And the leader of this tribe was known as Thumama bin Uthal. And he was known as a very bloodthirsty person. He was known as somebody who was oppressive. And it's mentioned that when they captured him, the Sahaba captured him and brought him, the leader of this tribe, somebody who was very influential at that time. When they captured him and they brought him into the court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as you said, he was a criminal, he was a prisoner. He was
full
a prisoner
fear,
of war.
Full of ghabra.
He was fearful. He thought, yeah, you know, now I've been captured, what will they do to me?
Mm.
And it's narrated that the beloved Prophet actually asked him the question, O Thumama, what do you think I will do with you?
Allahu Akbar.
What do you think? What is your opinion? He said that if you kill me, then you will have killed a bloodthirsty individual. And if you forgive me, then that is your karam, that is your generosity. And if you want wealth, I will give you whatever wealth you want. After saying this, the Prophet ﷺ left him for a day. The Prophet ﷺ returned the following day and asked him the same question, O Thumama, what do you think I will do with you? And again Thumama, the leader of this tribe who had been captured, who was a prisoner of war, he replied in the same way. And he said that if you kill me, you will have killed a bloodthirsty individual. And if you forgive me, if you bestow your forgiveness upon me, then you will have done a very great deed.
Mm-hmm.
You will have been very generous with me. And if you want wealth, I will give you how much ever money you want. And again, on the third day, the same question was asked.
Allahu Akbar.
And he gave the same answer. When he gave the same answer on the third day, subhanAllah, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan to free him.
SubhanAllah.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, free Thumama, let him go. And upon this display of beautiful character, exalted character, incredible character, the reply of Thumama replied and said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu.
SubhanAllah.
He said, I bear witness that indeed there is none worthy of worship except for Allah, and I bear witness that indeed Muhammad is the messenger of Allah.
SubhanAllah.
Now, this narration doesn't end there.
Ji.
And it gets even more beautiful, arguably.
Allahu Akbar.
Now, Thumama,
I'm sure your viewers of Manishan are waiting.
It's incredible.
So please,
incredible.
You don't stop. Please continue.
After Thumama expressed his proclamation of faith and became a Muslim, then he expressed the feelings which he had in his heart before the Prophet ﷺ displayed this beautiful character and after.
Allah.
He said, before I met you, Ya Rasulullah, now he's a Muslim, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before I met you, there was no face across the entire globe more hated to me than your face.
Allah, astaghfirullah.
But now, after I have become a Muslim, after I have seen your beautiful character, there is no face more beloved to me across the globe than your beautiful face.
SubhanAllah.
And he said that before you displayed this beautiful character to me, before I actually met you, there was no deen, there was no religion on the face of the earth more hated to me than the religion of Islam. But now, alhamdulillah, after embracing Islam, after seeing this beautiful display of character, there is no deen, no religion on the face of the earth more beloved to me than the religion of Islam.
So this is the beauty of Islam, actually.
Yes.
And it's the good manner and the good character half the Sahaba Ikram Ali Mirwan, they treated so well the Sumam bin Asal, and after that he embraced Islam. And you know, the name of our silsila is the pathway to success.
Mm-hmm.
We are talking about this dunya, and if you have good manners and good character, you are successful in this dunya and as well hereafter, not only in this dunya. Let me give you some narrations that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said about the hereafter. That Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala has reported, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, through good manners a person can attain the rank of the one who performs Salatul Tahajjud.
My dear Islam brother and viewers of Madani channel, I'm sure sometime in your country, in your locality, especially we are trying to target those type of English viewers, you know, in UK, in America, in Africa, Australia, these type of places. I'm sure somewhere in your locality, you must have noticed, you know, some person in the community, and you always said, yaar, you know, mashallah, what a beautiful manners this person has. When you always mention a person's name in a community, first thing comes in your mind or in your tongue that, oh, that person you're talking about? Oh, yes, he has such a beautiful manners. We haven't seen anything like him. Actually, the person who has good manners, mashallah, azawajal, he's always getting respect. People love him. People treat him with mahabba, with love, with ishq. People always want to be in his company. People want to be close to him. People want to be in his company. People want to talk with him. People want to walk with him. People want to be with him. This is the person who has good manners. I'm talking good manners in deen of Islam. Because our life is incomplete without the deen of Islam, without the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal and the finality of our beloved Rasul alayhi salam and his complete life, deen is incomplete. So when I talk about good manners, I'm talking about good manners in the deen of Islam. So my dear Islamers and viewers of Madani channel, you must be thinking that we also want good manners. I also want good manners. You also want good manners. We all want good manners. All the viewers of Madani channel, they also want good manners. So what we do? Simple. You check the lifestyle of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. He's each and every aspect. You study it. You try to emulate. You try to copy. You don't worry. You won't lose any grades if you copy the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam's manners. Because he's as our Mubaligh Dawslam mentioned that Allah Ta'ala says that beloved Rasul is the best of manners. So we have to copy the beloved Rasul and we have to have manners like the beloved Rasul as there are so many beautiful examples in the lifestyle of the beloved Rasul that wallahi if we copy just the manners of the beloved Rasul salam, so much of solutions we will find to our problems, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madinah. There is one narration. It's mentioned that in Makkah al-Mukarramah, in the time of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, that beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam used to walk through a certain gully in Makkah al-Mukarramah. And as he walks, he passes a certain house of an old Jewish lady. And as he passes through that house of an old Jewish lady, when she waits and she watches that the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is passing, then she takes all her dirt and all the old water and she throws it onto the Mubarak head of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and beloved Rasul becomes drenched in dirty water and beloved Rasul alayhi salam does not make one oof and he continues his journey. So he continues two times, three times, and this lady's behavior is the same. She every time she's waiting, oh, this is the time is coming. Oh, our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, mine's and yours and the universal beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is walking through the cities, to the gullies of Makkah al-Mukarramah, and this is what's happening. What is happening? Let's go further and listen. So she's throwing the dirt, she's throwing the water, and one day, beloved Rasul is passing by. Beloved Rasul is looking that, where is this lady? Now she's not throwing anymore. So he goes to the neighbor and he knocks at the door, and beloved Rasul asks, and they said that unfortunately she's ill at this moment. She's bedridden, she can't move much, she's very sick.
Yeah.
So beloved Rasul goes to the door. Allahu Akbar. And beloved Rasul alayhi salam knocks at the door, and then the door opens up slightly, and the Jewish lady sees, she sees that this is the same person I'm throwing the water and the dirt on him daily basis. What is he doing? So she asks, who are you? He says, I'm Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala. Says, what do you want? He says, actually I just heard from the neighbor that you are sick. I was passing by and today you didn't throw any dirt on top of me. So I was just inquiring from the neighbor that I heard you were very sick, so I came to inquire about your health. She said, you are the same Muhammad Sallallahu Ta'ala said, when you pass by, I used to throw dirt upon you, and today I'm sick, I'm almost bedridden, and you're coming towards to my house to find out about my health. Indeed, if you have to do this to me, then most certainly you are the true messenger of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And subhanAllah, because of the good manners of our beloved Rasulullah, she recited the kalima and she embraced Islam.
Amazing.
And you can imagine now, if it was us. Now, if we had this situation, and somebody does that to us, fight is on. We're not going to leave them. We want to go back and we want to show them something. But actually, in each and every aspect of our life, we have to copy the beloved Rasul, alayhi salatu wasalam.
I mean, if it was us, we would look for an opportunity for revenge. And if we were powerful enough, when that person would throw rubbish on us, we would attack them in response. And then, if we had an opportunity, that person became ill, that person became poorly, that person became weak. If we hadn't had the opportunity previously to take revenge, we would take that opportunity. But the life of the beloved Prophet ﷺ is full of so many beautiful examples. And you know, we hear that the Quran is our code of conduct for the life of a Muslim. The Quran is our guidebook, and the Holy Quran is the means of guidance for all of mankind. This is the final revelation, this is the final book Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed for our guidance, for the guidance of all mankind until the Day of Judgment. There will be no other book revealed. And the scholars say that the Quran is in book form the guidance for mankind, and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is like the speaking, walking, talking Quran. So if you want to see a practical example of the Quran, a life that embodied the Quran, a life in which every action of that biography is in accordance with the teaching of the Quran.
Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Shall I not give you the news about the best of all among you?" The best all among you.
Who doesn't want to be the best?
Yeah.
Everybody wants to be the best.
Everybody wants to be the best.
Viewers must be waiting to see how we can be the best.
So, Akhad al-Sulam, give us the solution and give us the answer. That Sahaba said, "Why not, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" He said, "The one who is well-mannered amongst you."
Subhan.
So what does it mean? That if we rectify our character, our manners, it means we are not only rectifying our dunya, we are rectifying our hereafter as well. It's not only the pathway of success in this dunya, this is the pathway of success of the hereafter as well.
SubhanAllah. Pathway of success for the dunya, for the qabr, and for the Arab. So many dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, so many beautiful, mashallah, examples our Islam brothers are giving us, and giving us the pathway to success. Good manners. You know, even we look at the, you know, lifestyle of Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, our Amir of Dawat Islami. May Allah Tabarak grant him a long life and good health. I mean, today millions of people throughout the world, they're going crazy for this one personality. Everybody's talking about Bapa Jan. Wherever you look throughout the world, mashallah, more than 188, some almost 200 countries where Dawat Islami message has reached. What attracts them to the movement of Dawat Islami? What attracts them to the love of this beautiful Madani Mahal? What brings them close towards Madani channel? What brings them close towards Madani Kafila? What brings them close towards Madani Namat? What brings them close to this beautiful Madani Libas, this Madani Mahal? MashaAllah, one and on and only the heart of the movement, our Pyare Bapa Jan. He has also a beautiful manners. When people come in contact with Bapa Jan, they just look at only his manners. Allahu Akbar, they would tell you that subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, we love Bapa Jan because he has beautiful manners. And mashaAllah Azza wa Jal, this is very hard to find examples like our Pyare Bapa Jan in the present era, present time. Such beautiful examples he's setting and trying to emulate the lifestyle of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. We are getting some in-depth about manners. And inshallah, I want to mention one hadith mubarakah. And Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala reports that Pyare Aqa sallallahu ta'ala said, "Did you know which action would cause most of the people to enter Jannat?" Now, which action will cause most of the people to enter Jannat? So Pyare Aqa sallallahu replied, "Khawfi Khuda, fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and good manners."
SubhanAllah.
I mean, if we look at the lifestyle of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, I mean, beloved Rasulullah is undoubtedly Jannah. He's the one who's the leader of the, he's the leader for Jannah. But mashallah azawajal, in the lifestyle of the beloved Rasulullah, how much we hear about the crying of the beloved Rasulullah for khawf-e khuda, for fear of Allah Ta'ala, thinking about Jahannam, thinking about the ummah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam, thinking about all the different aspects whereby the ummah would be in problem. Our beloved Rasulullah has fear of Allah Ta'ala. But mashallah azawajal, look at the complete code of conduct, the beautiful manners of the beloved Rasulullah that Sahaba Ikram Alim the day took and they emulated and they copied. And today, mashallah azawajal, throughout the dunya we go, we find the same beautiful message of the love of Allah and His beloved Rasulullah.
And you know, even on the Day of Judgment, if you think about the scene of the Day of Judgment, how horrific it will be, how scary it will be, how terrifying it is on that day when even a mother will run away from her own son, a best friend will leave his own best friend. And the beloved Prophet ﷺ has told us many ways of how we can be close to him ﷺ on that day. On that day of fear, on that day where we will be questioned for each and every action that we have done on this earth. In one narration it's reported that the beloved Prophet ﷺ said that indeed, the most beloved of you to me and the closest of you to me on the Day of Judgment will be the one who had the best character in the world.
Allahu Akbar.
So it's a means of not only getting success in this world, but also getting closeness to the beloved Prophet ﷺ on the Day of Judgment. And he is the Shafi'i, he is the intercessor on that day. If we want his intercession, if we want to be close to him, then this is one way of doing it.
There is Hadith Pak that Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu has narrated that Aqad Alam sallallahu ta'ala said, on the Day of Judgment, those amongst you who would be dear and near to me in my company are the ones who have good manners and adopt humbleness. People love them and they love people. Those amongst you who would be disliked and distant from me in my company are the ones who are arrogant, boastful and talkative.
Hazrat Shaykh Saadi rahmatullahi, he states that once a person came in the court of Hazrat Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and asked some question. And know that Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, beloved Rasulullah said that Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu is the door of knowledge. So he asked some question to Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu gave the best answer as possible. Who can give a better answer than Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu? He's the door of knowledge. So he gave a very beautiful answer. But that person replied, your answer is okay, but this question could be answered in a better way than this. Who is talking to? He's talking to Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. Amirul Mukminin, with the beloved Rasulullah said, he is the door to the knowledge. And yet the person is coming and asking the question, and the person is asking the question, and when Hazrat Ali gives the answer, he said, no, the answer should be done like this, there is a better answer. So what did Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu do? He really, what answer he gave? He said, really, your answer is a better answer. Allahu Akbar. My dear standard and viewers of Madani channel, look at the examples of our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. Look at the examples of Sahaba Ikram animidon when it comes to good manners, good akhlaq. Really, they emulated the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. I mean, if it was you and I in the place of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, we would be furious because we are the door of knowledge. We got the status of the beloved Rasul. We are the door of knowledge. And a person comes, asks the question, we give the answer. He doesn't want to take the answer. So we want to argue, we want to fight back. But look at our beloved Hazrat Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu. MashaAllah, what an example of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam, that he said, yes, indeed, your answer is the better answer. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers, Madani channel, now we're going to conclude this silsila, this beautiful silsila of good manners. For you, the message is that we need the pathway to success for the dunya, for the qabr and the hereafter. Why are we looking everywhere else? Leave everything else and come to the court of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. Emulate his each and every action, follow his lifestyle, his each and every walking, talking, eating, drinking, sleeping, as we usually sing, emulate his lifestyle in the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. How our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam had the most excellent manners in the dunya. Follow that, emulate that. Inshallah tabaraka ta'ala, excellent manners will be success for us in the dunya, inshallah azawajal. Excellent manners will be successful for us in the qabr, inshallah tabaraka ta'ala. And excellent manners will be success for us in the year after, inshallah. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, We want you to keep watching Madani channel. Keep close to this beautiful Madani Mahal of Dawood Islami. Whichever city you are in the country, whether you're in UK, whether you're in South Africa, whether you're in America, whether you're in Australia, whether you're in Pakistan, join the weekly ishtimas of Dawood Islami every Thursday night after Maghrib Salah at your Markaz, at your Faizan Madina. Travel in the Madani kafilas. Make a Madani revolution in your life. And start to get the beautiful lifestyle of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam in the form of good behavior. And inshallah tabarakhu ta'ala, this will be a benefit for us in both this world of this world and the year after. Ameen. Bijahi nabil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi salam. Allah karam. Aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein. Aye daawat islami teri doom machi ho. Ameen. Bijahi nabil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi salam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
The way to the treasure of the pathway to success.